Please be seated. You don't have to stand and lie. But if you want to. I'm dealing with a bit of a head cold here. How about, and I rarely say this, how about a round of applause for our preacher today? There was some concern that I might fall asleep during the sermon. I did not. I'm only 7 hours ahead of you. And so the first words I want to bring to you today is greetings. Greetings from the living stones. Remember that from the text? The living stones that first heard the good news in Palestine. The living stones that first received the gift of the Spirit on that Pentecost Sunday or day so many years ago. I bring you greetings from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Jordan and the Holy Land. They are only six congregations with six pastors, the first woman pastor to be ordained in the Middle East. They bring their greetings through me to you. When we were over there, this group of bishops and spouses, and we were chatting about what we're going to do beyond today, I said, well, I have an anniversary to go home to. And one of the spouses said, where? I said, well, Erie. And they said, what congregation? I said, St. Paul's. And they said, St. Paul's on, what's the name of your street? Steritanium. I bring you greetings from the daughter of Dorothy and Wayne Peterman. She says, I wasn't born at that time, but she does recall her father and mother speaking of their joy, of their time being present here and being the mission developers for this congregation. I go halfway around the world and sit across the table from a dear friend and colleague and bring you those greetings. And I rejoice with you. A few months ago, I was down in our southern part of our synod, and a congregation there was celebrating their anniversary, their 200th anniversary.
Wow.
And I did the math, and I said, you folks, you know, there's been a Lutheran presence in northwestern Pennsylvania before there was a Gettysburg Seminary. And here in the northwestern corner of our synod, for 75 years, you, the living stones, those who are witnesses to the gospel, who touch the lives of people here and abroad, it's a day to give thanks and rejoice, and to look forward to the next 200 years, or until that day when we hear those words, come, come, for all is made ready, you good and faithful servants, and we celebrate together around the throne of the Lord. So thank you all for the mission, the ministry, the love that you share in this place. It bears witness all around the world. Thank you, and God bless.